ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم everyone. What's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. If we look at the teachings of Islam, we will see that it calls to all that which is good, beautiful actions, beautiful mannerisms, and it tells us to stay away from all that is harmful for us. And we need to understand this and teach this to Muslims and non-Muslims as well. One of the beautiful principles that we learn from the Prophet ﷺ is to busy ourselves with that which is beneficial, to leave off that which isn't. And this comes from the saying of the Prophet ﷺ where he said, from the perfection of one's faith is to leave off that which doesn't concern him. This hadith is from the principles of good manners. One of the great Maliki scholars of his time, Abu Zayd al-Maliki, he said that from four hadith comes all of the good manners. And these hadith are, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them speak good or remain silent. This hadith, the hadith when a person asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him advice and he told him, do not get angry. And the hadith that none of you will truly believe unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. From the perfection of one's faith is to leave off that which does not concern them, from speech and from action. So from the signs that we see of somebody's faith improving is that they busy themselves with that which is beneficial, and they leave off that which does not concern them, according to Islam. Not according to their desires, but according to what Islam encourages. And we ask ourselves, is my faith improving? Am I improving as a Muslim? Am I making sure that I perform all my obligatory actions? Am I staying away from the major sins? Which sins am I falling into? We ask ourselves, how are my conversations? What kind of things do I talk about? Am I talking excessively? Do I get into other people's businesses? As Muslims, we all have shortcomings, but we should never be satisfied where we are spiritually. Rather, we should always try to improve. We should be continuously trying to improve so that we reach a level of ihsan, which is where we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we are seeing Him. And if we cannot see Him, we know that He is watching us. This is what we should aim for, and this is what we should strive towards. And this is what we should busy ourselves with. Not busy ourselves with things that are of no benefit, that don't improve us. Because if we busy ourselves with those things, then it means that we're not doing the things that will benefit us. We live in a time of information overload. And it is so easy to get distracted, and we're all guilty of this. But we don't need to know everything. Rather, we should focus on the things that will improve our lives, that will improve our religion, that will improve our relationship with Allah, that will improve our Islam, that will improve our knowledge, that will improve our relationships, that will move the needle forward in our careers, in our businesses, in our marriages. And we should be very careful not to get into other people's businesses, not to look for other people's faults, to search for things that we can use against them. This is not what we should be concerned with. This does not concern us. This is something we need to leave off completely. We have enough shortcomings when it comes to our relationship with Allah and our religion. We need to focus on that, on improving ourselves. Some of the people of knowledge said, glad tidings be to the one who was busy with his own faults rather than the faults of others. And woe to the person who forgets their faults and instead busies themselves with the faults of others. And Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he said, that one of the signs that Allah has turned away from a servant is that the servant finds himself continuously preoccupied and engaged in matters which are none of his concern. This is something that is serious. So we should understand our priorities, what things are important. And there is always a time to relax and take it easy so that we can come back better and stronger. And in this journey of becoming better and improving ourselves, we're going to mess up. That's just part of the deal. But we make sure that we always get up. We never lose hope. We never give up. And we always try to slowly but surely improve ourselves. And leaving things that doesn't concern us does not mean that we stop giving advice, that we stop commanding the good, forbidding the wrong. Because that is part of Islam, that we help our brothers and sisters do better. If they're not making the right decisions, we encourage them with wisdom and love. May Allah cover our faults and make us amongst those who busy themselves with that which is beneficial and do the actions that are beloved to Him. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.